with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Randy and Terry will be with you in 1 minute after Fox at 5.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The Iowa Democratic Party has begun releasing results of last night's statewide caucuses. Those results delayed because of what State Party Chair Troy Price says was a stumbling block in gathering results.
The one thing I want you to know, we know this data is accurate.
Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren showing strong support with 62% of last night's results made public. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins today announcing she will vote tomorrow against both articles of impeachment filed against President Trump.
I will vote to acquit.
Democrats say the president violated the Constitution by abusing his powers and obstructing Congress, but the Republican-controlled Senate is expected to acquit. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight. Administration officials say he'll discuss national security, health care access, the economy, and immigration. America is listening to Fox News.
All right. We appreciate the patience of our callers. Randy, you're on with Greg, Steve Duro, our taxpert, and Rosie. How are you?
Hey, guys. Hello, Rosie and gentlemen. I just got a quick question as far as taxes. If a company, a disaster company, of course, we're in Puerto Rico, they paid me $80,000 and they claim that on my W-2 they gave me $184,000 and they used materials that I didn't use on that, how do I contact the IRS to let them know, hey, there's a discrepancy in what they're claiming that they paid me versus what I received?
So I'm going to kind of repeat back so I understand the question. So you did some disaster relief stuff in Puerto Rico. And,
correct.
And they paid you $80,000.
Correct.
They sent you a 1099 for the rest of it. They sent you a 1099 for $180,000.
$184,000.
Okay.
And then they claim in that it's materials that I used that I returned before I left the island.
Okay. So there was materials that you purchased and then returned them, or materials that they provided?
And the materials they provided in a warehouse that before I left the island, I returned to them.
Okay.
So in the question I'm asking is, who do I contact the IRS to let them know that, hey, I did not receive $184,000 in income, I only received $80,000?
Okay. So here's how I would handle that. They reported the $184,000 plus $104,000 in materials. On my Schedule C, I would show the $184,000, and then I would show materials of $104,000 because you didn't take those materials with you. You left them there. So it's like you used them on the job, whether you gave them back to them. If they misreported, so you're really only still reporting the $80,000 that you got. And it's easier to do it that way, and it's actually correct to do it that way as opposed to trying to get the IRS involved in it, because you won't ever get through to anybody that can understand it. So if you go ahead and report what they've reported on the 1099, show the materials of the 104 so that you netted the 80, then you're paying the proper tax of what you actually got, and you want to note it in your file that this is actually what happened. And, you know, and if you're wanting to notify somebody, I would notify whoever in Puerto Rico that they did this wrong and this is how you're reporting it. And I would let it go that way.
In saying that, in them reporting $184,000 of income because they're using materials that I returned, have they not committed some type of fraud or something?
Possibly. But if they bought the materials, okay, so they bought the $104,000 in materials and said, you know, here, I want you to use these, and you returned them. In theory, they return them back and they get the income back, and they would then, you know, claim that income to go against that 104 that they said was the expense to you. So I for you, you just need to report the $184,000 that's on the 1099 and $104,000 worth of materials and let it go. That's and
so
not
then,
what they
I'm
do
legit,
if they're committing fraud or whatever, that's between them and the government.
Yeah, I'm legitimized by just reclaiming exactly the cash that I received to pay taxes.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
Hey, so thanks for that information, and I appreciate your call, and hey, you need to be more often on that show.
I agree, but he's a busy guy. I feel somewhat responsible for that. Terry.
Yes. Hey, I got a quick question. Hey, Rosie. Hey.
Hey.
Steve.
Hi.
Greg, my wife's niece came to live with us when she was 12. She's now 17. And we've been getting like a subsidy from the state of Florida, which goes through my mother-in-law. And she sends us some of that up here to us to help pay for expenses. They said that will go away when she turns 18.
Right.
I've never claimed her on taxes at all because my wife said that may screw that money up. I'm like, I don't see how, but anyway, is there anything I can do when she turns 18, which will be in January? Can I go back if I can? How many years back can I go back and claim her?
You can go back and amend returns 3 years. It's not going to mess the money up. I have a client that has been paid she lives in Texas. She'd been paid by the state where she took foster kids in. Mm-hmm. She pays for their support. She pays for more than half their support, so she can claim them because they're not giving you more than half of what it costs to support that child. So you can go back 3 years on the federal, 2 years on the state of Alabama, and amend those returns. And the sooner you do it, the further back you can go, because if you wait till next year, then you've lost another year of it. So
yeah.
I would
go
ahead and amend those returns now, 3 years back.
Okay, that was the question. All right, thank you.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Brent McDonald in just a moment. It's 508.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tire!
I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. One person is in custody after a shooting that left a person injured. Police say a man was shot in the 2000 block of Miller Street in Montgomery today. He's hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say they have arrested someone in connection with the shooting. No word on what charges will be filed. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Lottery legislation also being introduced this year. Governor Ivey will also deliver her State of the State address tonight. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight, this on the eve of the Senate's impeachment vote. Trump will speak from the very chamber where he was impeached by the House late last year, addressing a Congress that remains bitterly divided over whether he committed high crimes and misdemeanors in his effort to pressure Ukraine into investigating a political rival. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a significant storm system approaching. Tonight, there could be some spotty showers around the area. Breezy, very mild, overnight low temperature in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible just about any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest threat of severe weather would be from late Wednesday afternoon. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado and also the threat of some localized flooding. Wednesday's high mid-70s, low Wednesday night in the low 60s. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy with highs in the 60s, and then much cooler Friday. Get our weather app on your phone now and be ready for the severe weather action. It has instant push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
All right. We have a flash flood watch up. Stay out of the traffic circles for at least the next day or two as the potential for severe weather moves in. And Rich will have the latest first thing tomorrow morning with yours truly and Jay Scott. As we welcome to the show, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Sorry about the delay there, Brant. I am running behind today.
That's okay, buddy. No worries at all. So how are things? Show going well?
Well, Steve has had Steve Duro, who I believe you guys were in the studio at the same time once. We've gotten some great questions on taxes and stuff this afternoon. And the thing that got my attention today, we've come to know with in the Trump era that we've seen these bad days. And then looking at today, the Dow climbing back 400 points has almost reclaimed the losses that have all been pretty much blamed on the coronavirus, right? How does a day like today, how do you explain that? What was the thrust of the confidence in things today?
You know what? I tell you, it's just the earnings, man. You know, the earnings are so powerful. I mean, really, they just are. And I think that most, you know, asset managers or institutional managers, I mean, let's face it, they're the ones who move markets. The thought of being out of some of these names or reducing your exposure in the market because of this virus in the face of these types of earnings and this powerful move is just too much of a risk. And I think so, you know, we're trading it lofty levels, but on a historical basis in terms of valuation metrics and various, you know, when you look at price to earnings and sales and all the various data measurements that we typically think of, we're not overstretched. I mean, we're certainly not unbelievably cheap, but this isn't a cheap market. I think it's fairly priced, but revenue growth, earnings growth, has been so strong, you just cannot ignore it. And I think that, you know, you get these little downdrafts like we've seen because of this virus and so on and so forth, and it presents opportunities. And when you see the numbers, like today, we even had a continuation of really strong numbers coming out. And it's coming from everywhere. It's not just one sector. You know, in the past, we were led by the big tech names. Now you've got a pretty broad-based earnings story to talk about. And, you know, that top-line revenue number that I talk about so much, that shows you really where, whether or not you've got a true, healthy, sustained recovery in corporate America here. Top-line revenue growth is indicative of raw consumer demand. And then from there, you just have to manage your margins, right? So you would expect earnings to go up. But when you see those revenue lines moving higher and sales numbers and retail sales and all of those things really, really so strong, you can't afford to be out of the market. And I think that's what a lot of is what is happening here when we see a downdraft like we saw last Friday and then a little recovery yesterday and then this big boom today. So,
was there one or two companies in particular that reported earnings that were that significant?
Well, you know, we're pretty deep into the earnings season, and so yes, we've seen some. Of course, you know, Tesla is an interesting it's an interesting company. We all know who Elon Musk is and his story, and what Tesla cars are. This company yesterday was up about 19 to 20%. Again today, the same. They reported incredible numbers. That's beginning to have an impact on the NASDAQ, which is helping that broad-based index. This is a company that has had a colossal move. And when I say a colossal, it's been pretty big in a very, very short period of time. So that's one part of what's going on. I also think that the market is anticipating a really positive State of the Union speech, you know. And I absolutely do. I think that they're anticipating some commentary from the president about infrastructure, further stimulus. These are the kinds of things they want to hear. Now, conversely, there's some things he might talk about in terms of maybe health care and the impact that might have on pharmaceuticals and drug prices. So you get a little bit of yin and yang here. But overall, it's widely anticipated he's going to really tout a number of big successes. He's going to go down that list of the things that he promised the American voter, and he's going to highlight what he's accomplished. And he's going to talk about jobs. He's going to talk about wages. He's going to talk about corporate America, the resurgence of corporate America, particularly on a global scale. And he's probably going to talk about how he supports this country above all others. And he's going to continue with further tax reform and reducing barriers to growth and the cost of capital coming down and staying down. This is what this is what people want to hear if you're invested in stocks or in financial markets. So it should be a good speech, and I think that has a lot to do as well.
You don't think he's going to go out in front of the nation tonight and say, "I'm giving Alaska to Russia"?
Not hardly.
Is that talking? I'm not going to use the language. I'm trying to keep it dignified here. Adam Schiff suggested we could give Alaska to the Russians just to get a laugh. I don't expect him to say anything about impeachment. He can just do nothing more than click off in the State of the Union. How many great things are going on right now?
If he makes any sort of reference to impeachment, this is just my personal opinion. I think it's going to be like what I was saying yesterday. He's going to turn the tables on them, and he's going to say something to the effect of, there is a certain ideology in this country that does not like what we're doing, and they will stop at nothing to make me go away. And I'm not going to let that happen. I promise to drain the swamp, and I'm going to do it. I think that's about what you're going to hear, something like that.
Well, I can think of a few other politicians. I mean, like, he doesn't have to make anything up. Just has to go out and state the facts. Facing, some of his favorites won't be there tonight. AOC, I guess, has better things to do and, that clown show. But he can stare him down. I can't imagine any other president other than Ronald Reagan in my lifetime who would stand up and deliver it. Because I think, it wasn't a State of the Union, but that speech that the media and the shrieking left and the Bush haters made Bush do in New Orleans, where he looked like a beaten man. going out in front of the cameras to explain what the federal government was doing to help people in New Orleans. You'll never see that from Donald Trump. And if anything, they can't. I'd like to know what their rebuttal's going to be.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough, you know. And you know, I am personally very, very interested to hear what he's going to say about things that he has not addressed yet. So we know about the corporate tax reform. That was a national thing that was done. We understand the impact on corporate America and all of that. But I think he's going to spend a little time on tax reform part two, which would deal more with individuals. And then I think, too, the infrastructure piece, which is still hanging out there, and I think he's probably going to want to mention some of that. Those are going to be market-moving sort of comments, for sure.
We'll digest it tonight and talk about it tomorrow. And in the meantime, there's Brent would be the first to tell you, if you never had the opportunity to sit down and speak with a financial advisor, do it, even if you don't call him. It's important. But we, of course, hope that you'll give Brent a call at 387-0094 and talk about your financial future, goals you'd like to accomplish, and maybe a way to reduce your tax bite, right? I mean, there's all kinds of things out there for you.
There really are, man. But I'm right there with you, and I want to reiterate one thing you said, and then we'll wrap it. I am absolutely serious. I firmly believe in people seeking professional advice when it comes to managing their financial affairs. It's just that don't get sold something, you know? These products and all these things like that. Just go consult with someone you trust. Evaluate what their process is and go from there. And if that's us, that's great. And if it's not, then find somebody, you know.
That number is 387-0094. Brent, appreciate your time. And glad it was a big day today. That was very heartening.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Steve Duro, our taxpert, we have coined a new term for him, is in the house till 6 at 272-9228. We've had some great questions this afternoon. Oh, there's Jeff Sessions begging for his job back on TV, and that just saddens me. 272-9228. We're going to check traffic, but first, since we're talking taxes, let's salute this man.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Probably Shouldn't Have Deducted That.
Mr. Probably Shouldn't Have Deducted That.
You couldn't line up more perfectly in the IRS crosshairs if you had the words audit me tattooed across your forehead.
Lock and load, cause I'm in season.
Throwing your beer bong at the television whenever Bush gives a speech is not a political contribution.
Still got my Schlitz receipt now.
Come on, Sparky. That inflatable nurse doll is not an office expense unless she checks your blood pressure and takes your insurance information.
Can I file it under medical?
So go ahead, sleep with that overweight girl from Quickie Mart and call it a charitable contribution. Buy a drink for the hottie at the end of the bar and call it an interest expense. Because after all, the only thing accurate about this year's tax return will be the date printed at the top.
Mr. Bradley shouldn't have deducted that.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have very heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 in downtown Montgomery. We have slow traffic on 85 north and southbound out of the interchange downtown. 65 northbound, very slow traffic across the River Bridge, Northern Boulevard at the merge there up to 143. The boulevards are incredibly busy right now, as well as Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road. We're seeing a lot of traffic on the road this afternoon, but no accidents passed along to us, none to tell you about. Everybody seems to be behaving themselves, but slow down and be careful. Buckle up. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ain't no football now, it's gone. Won't be back till Labor Day. Ain't no football, now it's gone. The TV ain't been on, nothing worth watching anyway. Now my wife gets the remote Downton Abbey, Dr. Oz. Ain't no football, now it's gone. Can't they put one more game on? Don't know why, just because. Cause I love the Rams, the Colts, the Bears, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Bronx, the Jets, the Browns, the Saints, the Bills, the Niners, Eagles, Redskins, Steelers, Chargers, Cardinals, Packers, Patriots, Dolphins, Cowboys, Lions, Vikings, Ravens, Bengals. I ought to get outside and run. Ain't no football, now it's gone. Ain't no football, now it's gone. Just basketball every day. Ain't no football, now it's gone. It's always gone too long.
Well, what you fail to realize there, my friend, is that there's always bowling.
That is true.
When football season ends, grab your ball, go to the alley, and have some fun. It is 529. I just went outside to check traffic, and it's raining lightly. But have we heard thunder up here this afternoon? There have been a couple of quickly passing thunderstorms, and we're right in the middle of this band of relatively light rain with a few gold things popping up here and there. And that looks like it's going to continue into the evening. We have a flash flood watch up. And Rich will be here at 6 tomorrow morning with the latest on this approaching thing. I guess we're expecting several inches of rain in the next 48 hours. And it has started at 5:30. Steve Durow is in the house, our tax expert. One of the questions I hear people ask, and I'm asking on behalf of others, Social Security is withheld from your paycheck as a tax, is it not?
Yes.
So why is it when they give it back, you have to pay a tax on getting your money back that they paid you?
Well, they don't give you back dollar for dollar. You actually will collect everything that you've paid in a relatively short period of time. So if you live the life expectancy, you will have gotten a whole lot more than what you paid in. The whole thing was a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
They set the retirement age at 65 to draw it because life expectancy for a male was 62. They never expect anybody to draw it. Plus, they also expected people to continue to have large families, so you would have two children paying in per adult.
Right.
And it would keep growing. Well, that didn't happen. So they got stuck, so they started raising the age. But if you think about, okay, if you looked at 1 year of you working
mm-hmm.
back, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You may have paid in $1,000 for the year in the FICA tax,
mm-hmm.
okay? Well, if you did that over 30 years, you've paid in $30,000, all right? You'll get $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it only takes 30 months to get that back. Well, then everything else is earnings. So the idea is that it's no real different than if you had put your own money in an IRA,
yeah,
and then you start pulling it back. They're going to tax the earnings on it. That's why 100% of it is not taxed, and the less amount of earned income that you have during retirement. I've got a lot of people. It's like that, you know, they'll pull, you know, $24,000 a year out of their IRAs and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. They don't pay tax on any of their Social Security. Have other people that, you know, their retirement is really well and they've got rental properties and different things. They'll pay tax on up to 85% of their Social Security.
What is the age now that you have to wait to claim?
It depends on the year that you were born.
Okay.
Okay. So there's full retirement age is what changes. You can start drawing at age 62, and you get a discounted amount from full retirement age. So for me, my full retirement age is like 67 years, 4 months.
Wow. They keep graduating less
right.
than, huh?
So if I take it at 62, I get a 30% reduction from what I would get at 67 and 4 months.
And it stays at that number, right?
It stays at that number forever. If I wait until I'm 70, though, I get a 30% bump
mm-hmm.
in what I would make. So for somebody like me, as long as it's that way, why not wait the 2.5 years and get a 30% increase?
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of it depends on your longevity.
In your experience working on taxes, do most people claim it at the, you know, full retirement age, or do some actually wait? Because they send me, you know, well, if you wait till you're 72, me?
Yeah. Well, and
so, I don't even know about tomorrow. I feel like I'm dying right now.
Well, that's the thing. It all depends on longevity. Like for my wife, I would tell her, you absolutely wait until you're 70 because... you know, her grandmothers, both of them, one of them lived, she was still bowling at age 90.
Still having fun?
Still having fun, bowling at age 90. She lived into her mid-90s. Almost all of her mom's siblings have lived into their 90s. Her mm-hmm. mom's in her 80s. Her dad is, you know, in his mid-80s. His mom lived to almost 90. So she's got that longevity. So you go from age 70 to 90-something, you make a lot of money. That 30% bump means a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, you know, everybody in their family dies at age, you know, 67, take it at 62. Because,
right.
you know, the odds are, and so you just play in the odds.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Let's talk to Kyle. Kyle, you're on with Steve Durham.
Hey, Steve, I always wanted to know, what happens to that money that if people die at, say, 62, what happens to that money?
Well, the thing is it all goes into a pot. If you're single and you die at 62, the government keeps it. But they're using it to, you know, pay other people. If you have a spouse, your spouse can draw on your Social Security. At your death, if they're at a certain age and certain income levels, and then when they hit full retirement age, any spouse can do this. At full retirement age, they can draw half of the higher of mm-hmm. the two or their own, whichever is higher. And then when one of the spouses die, they can either take their own. Or the dead spouse, whichever one is higher.
Wow, it's like a game show.
Yeah.
You can take this
curtain
or
one, curtain one or curtain two.
Two. Yeah. Good question,
yeah.
Kyle.
I always wondered, because like I say, a single guy, and he passes at 62, and, you know, he's put in his money, like you say, $1,000, for an example, $1,000 for 30 years. $30,000, that's just kind of sucked into a black hole, it seems like.
Yeah, but it's just like if you bought a term insurance policy and you die the day after the term ends, you put all that money in and you get nothing.
Yeah, so I know. I'm thinking
same kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, but you know that about a term insurance policy.
Well, now you know it about the Social Security. Just don't die early.
There you go. All right. Thank y'all. All have right. a good one.
Appreciate the call. Rich. Rich, what happened to the phone?
I don't know. They just...
All right, Rich, Randall, Alan.
Something happened to the phone system.
Well, while we're figuring this out, let's find out what's happening in traffic. Good Lord.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got very slow traffic on I-85 from Ann Street up to the merge in the southbound lane. Also, northbound lane from the merge to Ann Street. Slow traffic as well. 65 across the River Bridge past Northern Boulevard up to about 143. If you're headed north on 65, very slow go out of Montgomery. We are very congested. Taylor Road at I-85, Ann Street, East South Boulevard. Wherever you are in Montgomery, you're probably experiencing a high volume of traffic. Right now, we have no accidents passed on to us to give to you, so buckle up and try to drive carefully on your ride home. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Lottery legislation also being introduced this year. Governor Ivey will also deliver her State of the State address tonight. President Trump will deliver his State of the Union address tonight. This on the eve of the Senate's impeachment vote. Trump will speak from the very chamber where he was impeached by the House late last year, addressing a Congress that remains bitterly divided over whether he committed high crimes and misdemeanors in his effort to pressure Ukraine into investigating a political rival. One person is in custody after a shooting that left a person injured. Police say a man was shot in the 2000 block of Miller Street in Montgomery today. He's hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities say they have arrested someone in connection with the shooting. No word on what charges will be filed. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8
and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a significant storm system approaching. Tonight, there could be some spotty showers around the area. Breezy, very mild, overnight low temperature in the low 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible just about any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening and into Wednesday night. In fact, the greatest threat of severe weather would be from late Wednesday afternoon. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado and also the threat of some localized flooding. Wednesday's high mid-70s, low Wednesday night in the low 60s. More rain on Thursday, locally heavy with highs in the 60s, and then much cooler Friday. Get our weather app on your phone now and be ready for the severe weather action. It has instant push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I just believe that anybody making over $250,000 a year should go back to the income tax rates we were paying under Bill Clinton.
That's not a tax raise, right? That's
Rectum.
Fairness.
It's beginning to look a lot like taxes are going up again. I'm paying my fair share, but the government doesn't care. It's got lots and lots more it would like to spend. It's beginning to look a lot like taxes are rising and it's bleak. And it really must be sweet with trillions at your feet that you can spend on a toilet seat.
I feel like I'm on a toilet seat this afternoon because it happens and it's been happening all afternoon. And I'm not in the mood for this. We had four people call up with questions for Steve Duro as we were going into the 5:35 break. And I went to take a call, and our phone system went berserk. All the lines started flashing red. Let's see what happens if we push a button on the radio. Nothing. Hey, Rusty, if you're listening, good luck. I've done something very modern. I've taken a video of this problem and sent it to Jay, because after all, Jay can fix everything. And we'll see. And I'm sorry, if you have a question for Steve, and you can either email it quickly to gregbudell@aol.com or run it through Facebook Messenger. It's been that kind of a day. What can I tell you? We were talking going into the break about Social Security, and how often does this full retirement age change now? You said 67.4.
Yeah, for me, from the year I was born. And
right.
It's pretty much, you know, kind of stuck there. Now, people who are under 50 right now, mm-hmm. they're not guaranteeing that you'll get it at
really?
All. I mean, they've... I just turned 58, and it's like basically the government has said, yeah, you're guaranteed to get it, but people just a little bit younger than me may or may not. You know, it just depends on if they run out. Well,
how do they fix it? Well, how would you, you know?
How would I fix it?
I
know exactly how I would fix it.
Let me throw mine up first.
Okay.
Since they're always so concerned about people who make good money not paying enough, what is the maximum amount of money you can earn before they stop?
This year, I believe it's about $132,000, somewhere right in there.
Isn't this how old I am? I remember when $32,000 was when they stopped right. withholding, and because I remember it was September, and I had just gotten myself going in Florida, and I looked at my check, and I had all this extra money. So did I get a raise? No. You maxed out on your social, so you get all of that money now. Great. And I did that for years. Why not Maybe not at 6.5% or whatever it is, because then I'm doing what I'm absolutely against, spending somebody else's money. But why not take that limit off at 132 and just let it go to a higher number?
Well, the thing is, for Medicare, there is no top number. You make $1 million in salary, you pay the 1.45% of Medicare on all of it. And if you have certain investments, you pay, some more Medicare in for that, because they're trying to shore up Medicare. Here's what I would do.
Okay.
I would take on the employee side, everybody that makes under a certain amount of money, say $30,000. You don't pay any FICA tax, and you don't start until you hit that number. And then you take the top limits off for the employee.
Mm-hmm.
For the employer, because you don't want to kill businesses.
Right, right.
So that's for nice. The employer, what you do is they pay the 6.2% FICA on the first 30, and you have a top limit for them as you do now. So they're going to – so if you say it's $150,000, so the people that they pay $150,000, they will pay that 6.2% on that whole $150,000. The employee would pay it starting at 30 up to that $150,000.
Right.
So basically what you're doing is you're then helping people who are not making a lot of money
right. Put
more in. That, number one, that stimulates the economy. The other thing you're not doing is you're not penalizing the businesses
for
paying people a really good wage. They're still, so for the business, they're still paying what they're paying now.
When did they start making businesses pay half of what is, I guess, 15%?
As far as I know, they have always paid half of it.
Really?
They've always matched that.
Huh.
So, because it was when they did it, because they was like, well, that's the way we can, basically double the money coming in without killing the people.
Do you see them raising the FICA deduction? I think that would be an act of political suicide.
It probably would be, because most people don't understand it anyway. They're going, what is this FICA tax? It's the same thing. They start getting Medicare and they go, or Social Security, and they go, well, I paid into this, and you ask most people, how did you pay into it? And they go, well, I don't know. It was the FICA tax.
Would you agree that some of the political nitwittery that we witnessed voting for certain people in Iowa who think this Medicare for All idea is great, forgetting how just recently Obamacare for everybody was a disaster.
Right.
They see that Medicare withholding and think, well, I'm already paying for it, so why shouldn't I have it?
Right. Okay. So if you go and run numbers, which that's the kind of thing I did.
Yeah.
There's the Medicare for All. There's free college tuition. There's all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, just because I was looking for something to do, because I'm not real busy ever.
No, not you.
So anyway, I was looking because I'd been having this discussion with people about free education.
Right.
Everybody wants to go to college, should get it for free.
Yeah.
So I looked at what was the average cost of in-state tuition in the state of Alabama for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I looked at how many people are in college in the United States, and multiplied those two numbers out. And it came up to about 75% of our budget. Just giving free college to everybody. 75% of the national budget that the government's already spending. So that means if you're paying tax, if you want free education for everybody, that's just the people that have it now, not everybody who wants it.
Yeah.
That's just for the people who are in college right now. You want to have that for everybody, you can take whatever your tax is and double it, because they would still have to have the administration, which is going to be at least another 25% on a good day.
When the government took over the student loan business, didn't that also coincide with a rather stark rise in
Absolutely.
Class?
Absolutely.
I hope this president will propose something that will put an end to that, because basically colleges have become indoctrination centers.
Well, and not only that, when you start looking at the college loan crisis, as some people would want to put it, these college kids, they're not just using those loans for tuition. They're using it to go out, you know, play golf and to live and to pay their utilities and all this. And so in 4 years, to run up $100,000 isn't really that much when you're paying for school, but you're also paying your rent, you're paying for all your entertainment, you're paying for the football tickets, you're paying for all these things, and you just borrow the money because you won't go get a job. then it's like, well, okay, so you lived on $25,000 a year, but now you got to pay it back because you didn't use it just for the tuition and the books.
Right.
And that's where I think that, you know, things got so way out of whack. If you were just using it for tuition, if that's all you could use the loans for, they went directly to the school, then people wouldn't be so far in debt, because these college kids, they will. I had a friend whose kid went to Auburn, and it was like, had an American Express card, and it was like, he was treating his friends to rounds of golf at RTJ, and said, well, those things aren't cheap, you know, and it's like, you know, going out and buying his friends dinner and stuff, because he'd just throw that card out there, and it was like, he finally had to, you know, take it away from him. I'm not feeding all of Auburn.
Yeah. You know? Steve Duro, our guest. Steve, do you want to give your number?
No.
Okay.
I was told absolutely not.
All right. I wanted people to know, look, Steve comes in and shares his expertise, but he's not here to recruit new clients. Yes,
correct.
And I really appreciate that. But if somebody needs an accountant, would you recommend somebody? Or is that pretty much a crapshoot?
Well, I'm not in other people's office, and so it's hard to know how they treat clients. And then I try real hard, unless I work closely with somebody, to not recommend, because that reflects on my reputation. Well, they said you would do this, and you messed it up, and then that hurts.
Yeah,
you know, hurts our reputation. So we prefer to not do that. There are lots of good CPAs. I would say this: if you are going to have your taxes prepared by a professional, use a CPA. They are worth it's worth the money.
Oh, you're talking to Mr. It's Worth the Money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah,
he's my tax man. Has been for years.
Yeah.
This woman is the most well-connected human being I've ever met in my life.
I know.
Everybody knows Rosie. Everybody loves Rosie. It's universal. Me, they're not too sure about. And I'm still waiting for that man to kiss me on the lips. It's. I got a nice note from Karen in North Carolina apologizing for having set that up with the Joe Biden thing, kissing his granddaughter on the lips. I read a comment off a tweet, and it sounded like I was looking for that, and I am not. Last minute recommendation here. I finally gave up the property management thing, and I work with the Goodson Group and Eddie Bader in particular. I call him the matchmaker, the real estate yen to the River Region. He is so good at matching people with specific needs when it comes to housing, people who are looking for buyers, and making sure that the home gets shown off in the best possible way, seen and sold. He is relentless. He is tireless. He is always, always working. So whether you're looking to buy, rent, or looking to sell, or you need somebody to manage a property, you can't do better than Eddie Bader and the Goodson Group. 322-0662. 322-0662. Look up Eddie Bader Realtor, the Goodson Group, on Facebook.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have very congested situations all over the city on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, 65 northbound from the Northern Boulevard to 143. Still some slow traffic there. Couple of accidents. I-85 northbound on the ramp to Taylor. There's one there. 6600 block of Atlanta Highway. Minor accident right across from Fried Green Tomatoes. We also have an accident, possible accident reported Vaughn at Ryan Road near St. James United Methodist. Use caution if you're out that way this afternoon. No other accidents other than those to tell you about. Keep it here. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving